This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the July 4th specials. I am now joined by Roger Stone, who had an interesting cameo at a free speech rally earlier today. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's bring Roger on. Roger, what is the biggest thing on your mind as you join me on this Sunday evening? Well, nice hat, by the way.
Thank you. It is, we're in the seersucker season, so if one does not do it now, when would one do it? First of all, let me say that your caller, Frank, is absolutely right. The USS Liberty was attacked by the United States government in cooperation to a reluctant Israeli government with the approval of President Lyndon Baines Johnson. This is a lunatic move that would cause the lives of Americans, but it is a false flag that was intended to inspire a war. So the caller is absolutely right, and the mainstream media has blocked this piece of history out. There's an excellent new book out by Philip Nelson, the man who wrote the quintessential two-volume biography of Lyndon Johnson, very much like my own book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which in the paperback edition has two chapters on this woeful and disgraceful chapter in American history.
Well, and that certainly sheds more light on the reason as to why they had to remove JFK from office as well.
It does. It's interesting because CNN has egg on their face this week.
Oh, my.
Being forced to essentially retract a story that alleged influence peddling or maneuvering for favor between Trump associate Anthony Scaramucci and the president himself. The CNN had to completely withdraw their question. Scaramucci, who is widely admired and liked among conservatives and among the Trump movement leaders, was blocked initially by Reince Priebus, who clashed with him during the campaign. I think Priebus's problem was Anthony's direct access and the great affection that the president has for him. He is now demanded this retraction, and congratulations to him. I expect him to be now moved to a suitable government position. So that's the genesis of this embarrassment for CNN. Meanwhile, there is chaos at Fox. You were just talking a few minutes ago about that other cable news network. Owen?
Well, I want to hear your take on kind of a narrative that I'm building up during this show. I think that there's a big psyop going on right now in the mainstream media colluding with the Democrats to, with fake news, try to oppress our victories, suppress our victories, suppress our momentum, suppress everything that we're doing, to think that we're not winning, we're failing, when we are kicking ass right now. And I'm thinking that certain installments of the Republican Party right now, specifically Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan, are kind of falling for that narrative, falling for that fake news, and thus not getting behind President Trump. What do you think of that?
Well, it's possible, or they are aware that Trump may be more popular at the grassroots than they concede, but that he's just bad for business long term and short. It's a lot of egos here.
So there's maybe a little greediness involved as well.
Well, but the point here is that Donald Trump never kissed the derrieres of these exalted leaders. Harumph. I mean, Washington is broken. They are the best thing for a majority congressional Republican would be to have a Democratic president. Now you're an actual player.
Well, The Democrats are hopeless right now. You know, they're eating their own. CNN is failing. Nancy Pelosi is failing. We're winning. We are literally winning, and they're trying to tell us we're not. It's unbelievable. Devastating victories left and right with every hearing, and they still don't get it, folks. We'll be right.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, there was a free speech rally today. Patriots marching against political violence. To no one's surprise, Antifa wanted no part of that. The Democrats wanted no part of that. They're actually pushing political violence right now, endorsing that. But Roger, you actually had a bit of a cameo at that rally. Roger, I'm glad that you stand against political violence. Thank you for that.
Well, I unfortunately, based on some conversations with those in law enforcement, decided not to go because of planned violence. Yes.
So you had, are you saying you had some intel that there might have been somebody planning some violence against you?
We believe that based on some conversations I have with law enforcement, and I frankly don't want to endanger other people. But then we do have, I must tell you, an exponential spike in the number of weekly death threats I get since the success of the Netflix documentary Get Me Roger Stone. So it is a manifestation of that. There's a very ugly, ugly piece by some woman at the Huffington Post this week. I won't tell you her name or the name of the piece. You might go read it, but it's horrific and vicious in its scope. An ugly piece by a fellow named Kelly, Mike Kelly, at the Bergen Record. So when people start to resent our success, and in this case, I think my role in helping the president, the crazies come out.
Well, it's pretty obvious, and when you can't even go to a free speech rally because of violence threats from the left, we've reached a tipping point here, and I think something needs to be done. Who knows where this goes next? We rolled the B-roll of you being on the phone with Jack Posobiec, actually, and so you're still able to make your speech. But it's just amazing to me that we can have all of these people in Hollywood, all of this media portraying the assassination of Trump. I think the final showing of Julius Caesar is tonight. President Trump getting assassinated every night for like 2 weeks straight in that despicable performance. I mean, where does this end, Roger?
No, I mean, it is naked in their use of the media to incite, to provoke, and to promulgate violence. But Owen, I mean, you're a hard charger. You remind me very much of a young Richard Nixon when he had communist spy Alger Hiss in his sights. And I think you understand this is a two-pronged punch. First, they promulgate this line that is consistent with radical Islam. Then they censor our ability through the Internet, through their entire suppression campaign to censor the Internet, brand us as fake news, and use other manipulations of our algorithms, a dozen other smart computer tricks to limit our reach to the patriots out there who would rise up and support a Donald Trump.
It's so true. I mean, what you said is so true. But it goes beyond that. Not just trying to suppress the truth on the internet or suppress and censor patriots on the internet. They are literally trying to suppress reality. They are literally trying to censor reality. They're literally trying to intimidate us from bringing reality to the people. Roger, we're actually joined by Alex Jones now. We've got a Master Jedi Council on board now as Alex Jones joins us. Alex, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I'm just here with my family, halfway taking the day off and listening to you guys. I just wanted to call in. When we won the election on November 8th, I looked at Roger and I said, the war has just begun. So I'm not somebody that's overly positive. Roger's like, hey, celebrate a little bit. And I said, no. Now they're going to hit us with everything they've got. They've been arrogant before, putting out their fake polls, believing their own propaganda. But I can tell you, Trump killing TPP, Trump killing the carbon tax, the Paris Accords, Trump cutting back illegals coming across 43%. That's a whole number. The new numbers are even higher, reportedly coming out next week. Exposing the election fraud, making the big banks loan to small businesses and individual people, bringing $3 trillion-plus back into the stock market. Now it's $400 billion in new jobs in just 5 months. 6 months. This is unprecedented. So I'm not in some love affair with Donald Trump. Quite frankly, when I used to halfway pay attention to him, I thought he was some hotel owner, you know, and some guy that hung out with the Clintons. I didn't like it. It's what's being delivered and how the enemies are so upset and how they're panicking. And how they're going crazy and how they're going insane. So, you know, I called Roger this morning and I said, will you come on with Owen? I said, sure. He said, sure. I said, well, this is a big victory lap. I mean, they're saying in major news articles, Associated Press, Philadelphia.com, that, yeah, okay, Roger Stone wasn't a Russian agent. The Democrats want the Russian agent stuff dropped. They know it's killing him. Scaramucci, who they said was with Stone and some Russian agent, totally made up. The Pissgate deal is totally fake. The Democrats won't give the FBI any of the info because it's all fake. They're the ones. It's coming out that they were the ones. It's coming out Obama wouldn't allow the investigation because he knew Hillary and himself were up to their eyeballs in it. This is huge victory lap. And our problem is, as libertarians, as patriots, as conservatives, we don't victory lap. We're always moving on to the next thing. But we have to sit there and celebrate this. And we hear all this news that we're being defeated and we're being shut down. That's the last gasp of them trying to affect the weak-minded. We're having absolute devastating victories right now across the board, and American energy is coming way back. That devastates, and I'm not against Russia, but I'm sorry, it's business. That hurts the Russian economy, helps ours. It hurts Saudi Arabia, helps ours. Trump's doing everything for America. That's why the globalists are so absolutely, completely pissed. And so all these special interests that thought they had dominated America, mounted our head on the wall, they're just mad that we have a president that isn't out to get us. So this is a time for celebration. This is a really big deal happening. And, of course, they're doubling down and saying that, you know, it's the end of the world for us and it's all over and blah, blah, blah. We have more listeners and more revenue than we had a month ago before the stupid Megyn Kelly all-out media assault. They hit us with everything they've got. They're hated. They're despised. The American people have broken with them. They're like desperate clowns pushing all the race narratives and the rest of it. Back to you guys breaking all this down, but this is a really, really important time. The problem is they may launch some big false flag to try to blame the Patriot movement and some other things. So back to Roger Stone, Owen Sawyer, the whole InfoWars family.
And that is a typical move. If you look at history, if you're facing an absolute defeat in illegal activity that you've been doing, you try to stage some big event or start a war in order to deflect the attention away from you. But Roger, you know, I want to hear your opinion on this that Alex just brought up, talking about the DNC not willing to cooperate with the FBI or the DHS. You know, how is it? I mean, have you ever seen in your history of being involved in American politics, have you ever seen a situation where If you're looking at something, say, Russian hacking or Russian collusion, and you separate things onto a partisan level, and you have one side waging against the other side, pointing the finger saying Russian hacking, Russian collusion, when there's none there. Meanwhile, it's all sitting on their side. They're the ones obstructing justice. Based on all the testimonies, everything we've heard, the DNC won't cooperate with DHS or FBI into the investigation of this, but they want to find out about this Russia thing. When is reality going to hit home? When is the DNC going to be called to task?
Well, I think it's a superb question. Also extraordinary this week, stunning, really, bombshell proof of Russian influence in the presidential campaign of John McCain. Seems that, according to Circa News, in a stunning piece, they learned from multiple credible sources that the intelligence services twice warned the presidential candidate McCain not to meet with a certain individual that they deemed to be a Russian asset. The gentleman was brought to the table by none other than Rick Davis, McCain's campaign manager and former associate of my friend Paul Manafort. So later on, a Russian asset would end up at the Republican Institute under John McCain. And ultimately, when this became public, would be discharged. And John McCain has been a harsh critic of Donald Trump, saying that there's collusion by the Russians in the Trump campaign. I think he's driven by bitterness and a demand for revenge, because I really saw the CNN story and this story on McCain to be the two big stories this week.
Well, McCain meets with Russians. McCain meets with quote-unquote moderate rebels in Syria. Who else is John McCain meeting with? What else don't we know about John McCain? Maybe it's time for McCain to take the stand.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7-cent guarantee is June 30th.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm now joined by Dr. Shiva Iyaduray. He is running against swamp creature Elizabeth Warren, a real Indian versus a fake Indian. It is quite a story going on out there, and Dr. Shiva is going to help us drain that swamp. ShivaForSenate.com, VAShiva.com. I would read you his resume, but it would take the entire segment, so I'm just going to bring Dr. Shiva on with me. Doctor, the last time we spoke last week, it feels like it was light years ago now, the way that I'm like a speeding bullet through the news timeline. So I just want to bring you on and let's get to it. What do you think is the biggest thing? What do you want to talk about? In fact, how about this? The last time we spoke on air, you issued multiple challenges to Elizabeth Warren. You offered to challenge her to a debate. You offered to donate your lab to her team to prove her claims, or at least the claims being made by some of her donors about GMOs. Have you gotten a response from Elizabeth yet?
No, we've got no response, Owen, because the reality is, you know, I think she's extremely afraid of a competitor like me. She would rather have some, you know, career politician go head on head against her. You know, this whole, like, I think the word you use, drain the swamp, and it means really draining the swamp of Elizabeth Warren, lawyer, lobbyist, career politician, fake, a liar who essentially presents herself as a fighter but hasn't really fought for anyone except herself. And then, and similarly, you have the, you know, career politicians who do the exact same thing. So I think Massachusetts is literally, you know, I say we're behind enemy lines here. Our office is literally in Cambridge. You know, I have this beautiful building that I own. In fact, downstairs, we rent it to a Democrat, Catherine Clark. I'm happy to take her money. But the reality is we're literally behind enemy lines.
How dare you, you evil capitalist?
Well, you know, we did this before I decided to run. But I think the key point here is that Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is sort of the center of the global elite in many ways, and delivering a blow to them right here against Elizabeth Warren, I think is really going to help what President Trump is trying to do at the national level. You know, the fight that's going on between the establishment and against Trump, I think, is a historic one. And I think we'd really like to support that. And the fact that a entrepreneur, inventor, a scientist, not a career politician, is running against Elizabeth Warren is a significant one, because it basically goes back to the founders of this country. The founders of this country were not career politicians. They were soldiers. They were blacksmiths. They were artisans. They were entrepreneurs. And they really wanted to create a country for all of us. And what we now have is a forgotten people whose voice is not being heard. And by beating Elizabeth Warren right here in Massachusetts, I think we deliver a significant blow right into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw her recent comment calling the Republican health care bill a bill for blood money. Did you see that?
I saw that. You know, this woman has no solutions for anything. It's purely just random attacks. And I really wonder if everything's okay in her mind, because if you read her attacks, it's all about spending money, ranting on what we're not doing against the Russians, and, you know, the use of allegory, which is about blood and et cetera. So I think the woman is actually off her rocker and is becoming unhinged,
which is a good thing for us. You know, I completely agree. She's completely lost her mind. A lot of the Democrats really have. You're seeing this. I don't know if that's fear of them losing their command post that they've never really had, or it's fear that maybe there's some justice that might be coming down on them. But it really is despicable for these people, for Elizabeth Warren to come out and say blood money. I mean, again, especially in the midst of all this political violence being done against conservatives. I mean, Steve Scalise just gets shot. He was just released from the hospital. And, you know, I will just say this. I really believe that, and I know that we discussed this, you were born outside of the country, but I believe that you would actually be president of the United States material. I mean, your resume, everything you've done, the views you have on this country, and to get you in to replace Warren would not just be getting a swamp creature out. I mean, I'm not just here to fluff your feathers. I think it would be great to get a mind like you in there, someone like you in there, an ideas person. I mean, for example, you know, I don't think Elizabeth Warren has the capability to offer her lab for science to anyone. Does Elizabeth Warren have a lab that she's going to run the testing on the GMOs?
I think what Elizabeth Warren has is basically the backing of the Hollywood elites and the academic elites, who really the anger that we see from Elizabeth Warren and this quote-unquote liberal Democrats, the anger is not really against Donald Trump, but what he represents. He represents the fact that everyday people, the forgotten people, rose up and they voted for a guy who's actually done things. And that bugs them because they've lost control over their narrative. And this is a fundamental, problem that they have. Getting to solutions, Owen, you know, our campaign, by the way, we're coming to our end of June 30th deadline. You know, Elizabeth Warren has raised close to $6 million. She already has a little mini war chest. We are out there doing, you know, direct to people. So anyone who wants to support us, whatever you want to give, you know, it's at ShivaForSenate.com. But primarily, we are running our campaign as an entrepreneur would do. We're not paying high paid consultants. We're not going to go do massive ads on TV, which we know most people do not trust TV anymore. Fox News, you know, what Alex does is probably the sort of the last sort of beacon of truth that's out there, at least certain elements of Fox News. But our view is, this campaign is really about winning the future for you, winning the future for you. What does that mean? As you said, Owen, my journey, you know, is very much akin to everyone who's listening's journey. It was my parents were poor, low caste Indians from India. We came here. I came here as a 7-year-old, went through the public school systems of New Jersey, amazing public school, dedicated teachers, great mentors, great coaches, like every American out there has experienced. And that's what makes America great. I came to, fortunate to go to MIT, did a bunch of degrees, 4 degrees, got my PhD. But more importantly, I had the opportunity to create jobs and give back. And what we're seeing right now is we have, you look at the resume of Elizabeth Warren, you look at the resume of any of these career politicians, it's incredible that they go out there and have the audacity to say, I'm going to create jobs, I'm going to fix things. None of these people have done any of that. So I find it very hard that they could do any of those things because they haven't had any experience doing that. So I think the opportunity is one of the things, you know, when we look at this entire campaign that we're fostering, we want to bring a lot of people into this, Owen, even people in the Warren camp and the Bernie camp. People have been disenfranchised, have been completely sold out. Both of these people voted for crooked Hillary completely. But Hillary should be in jail. Sanders voted for her. I want to remind everyone listening to it. Plus Elizabeth Warren, both supported her and sold out their base. And one of the key areas we're looking at is clean food. Clean food, clean air. Elizabeth Warren voted for the Monsanto Protection Act, which allows the executive division of this country, under Obama, Department of Agriculture, to overrule federal court judges who want to impose injunctions on genetically engineered food if they're found to be bad for us, which they have been through glyphosate, et cetera. So Elizabeth Warren, I'll repeat, voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. So all of you people in Hollywood who eat your organic foods in Malibu, all of you people go to the organic farming out there, know this candidate who you may have been bamboozled into giving money actually supported the Monsanto Protection Act. I, on the other side, my entire life has been spent about learning how you integrate traditional and Indian medicines. One of the key things we're looking at is we've actually shown, as Owen has pointed out, that Monsanto and genetically engineered foods actually hurt us, and we've shown that.
We'll be back with Dr. Shiva on the other side of this break.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWarsStore.com.
Shelterpod.com. 4th of July summer mega specials. Store free shipping, store wide free shipping right now. Brainforce Plus 30% off. Super Male Vitality 30% off. Survival Shield X2 30% off. Z Shield 30% off. Our storable food 30 to 40% off. The Emrys Essentials Outdoor Pack 40% off retail. That's a very timely special right now with 4th of July coming up. Summer activities. Get the bug spray. Get the SPF 30 sunscreen. All natural products. Really think about the bug spray that you put on you, folks. If you look into the ingredients in bug spray, look, I had a buddy who worked at the engineering plant that manufactured, I won't say what bug spray, but, you know, the big leading bug sprays. And he said that working there, he never went anywhere near bug spray again because you see the chemicals that they put in there. Well, let's see. The bug spray is meant to, it's so disgusting that the bugs don't want it. Why would you want it on your skin? So that's why Emirates Essential Be Away Spray is all natural ingredients, not the toxic chemicals that they put into the mainstream bug spray. So get your outdoor pack 40% off right now. If you order that today, you could probably have it definitely by the 4th of July. Pretty timely getting these products to you. So take advantage of the 4th of July mega specials. Take advantage of the 40% off of the Emirates Essentials Outdoor Pack and stop putting toxic bug spray on you and your kid's skin. Use the Emirates Essentials Be Away Spray. All right, I'm joined again by Dr. Shiva, and he said something to me that kind of actually creates a news story, to be honest with you, in my mind. He said, now I'd like to hear him clarify. He talked about how he's running his campaign from an entrepreneurial point of view, not wanting to spend a bunch of money on TV ads, not wanting to spend a bunch of money on advisors, this, that, and the other thing. So I'm just curious. So are you looking at, I don't know if you want to phrase it this way. I'll phrase it this way, and then I'd like to hear what you think. You're kind of looking at a low-budget campaign. You're not really looking at it from the standpoint of we need to spend all this money on advertising and everything. And so what you're going to see here is if you're successful, and we're already starting to see this, but if you kind of dole it out to be, hey, you know, we're going to do a low budget campaign because we're not going to waste the excess dollars like the millions that the Democrats are on TV ads, on the advisors, on the this, on the that, on the lawyers. And now you have a situation where if you're successful at running a campaign low budget, I think that scares these politicians. I think that scares the mainstream lifelong politicians because that's their bread and butter, baby. That's their bread and butter. They need that big money campaign. You could smash that entire thing is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think, look, Owen, the opportunity here, you know, many of the businesses that have started, ultimately it's technology that brings in many ways levels of playing field. What you have right now is if anyone in the audience wants to run for office, they will right away get hit by the small clique of local consultants. I mean, we've been hit by them all here, all telling how they can do this, that for us, all attempting to essentially sleaze their way in to get their next gig. And as a part of that getting their next gig, they start convincing you how much money you have to spend. Part of what we're doing with this campaign is we're using technology, you know, modern technology, some of the stuff I've built that, in fact, technology that I did called Echo Mail, which actually helped the Bush campaign back in 2000, which we've advanced. So the issue is these tools, if we really want democracy, should be made accessible to anyone who runs. But what these guys do, they own their intellectual property of mailing lists. They own their intellectual property of technology and all the little methods on how you actually even get on the ballot. In Massachusetts, we have this whole delegate process that you even have to get on. And it's all controlled in little fiefdoms. And the reality is we're coming in as outsiders. We get in front of many of these town committees and people are like wondering, where have you been? You're the only one who can beat Elizabeth Warren. And in fact, the establishment is getting very, very concerned about it. But it's very exciting because what I see happening out of this, not only are we going to beat Elizabeth Warren, but the tools and methodologies we create, we want to give them back to the people on how we won. Because we need to really completely revolutionize the way these campaigns are run. To your point, Owen, it's a rigged system. And Elizabeth Warren is part of that rigged system. And establishment politicians are part of that. And none of them ever talk about any significant issues. Yes, we need lower taxes. I mean, this is duh. That's all they do. Lower taxes, higher taxes. If you take the situation all over this country, which President Trump is starting to address, same situation in Massachusetts, that's this situation, and we have a solution for that. For every 17 skilled job openings, Owen, only one skilled person can show up. Think about that. We have millennials who are listening to this. Many of you know you have $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 loans that somehow you were bamboozled to go to college, take quote-unquote student loans, which never went into your bank account. They went into the pockets of your university officials. And then you graduate, and what skills do you have? You're not even employable. And what we've done in America is created an uneducated or educated bunch of idiots in many ways, unfortunately. That's what's happened in this country. And many of those people, millennials, are waking up and they're saying, why did I do this? So one of the big opportunities is going back to the good old days of how work got done. You did apprenticeships, which President Trump is promoting. Here, we believe we need to unleash vo-tech schools. In many ways, the school I went to, MIT, was really a high-tech, vo-tech school. We need to make sure people have skills. If we don't do that, you know, they're going to go to China and other countries. And that's the fundamentals of increasing the economic base of a country. You need skilled people. The other piece that we're talking about is we need to unleash technology. You look at the way in Massachusetts, Owen, what's phenomenal is at the state convention, which is coming up in April, where they nominate their candidates, you'll be amazed to know it's still done all paper. All paper, which means the local politicians manipulate things, make things up. In the last state convention, as we understand, paper ballots were being shredded. Things were being rewritten. This is how politicians are running it, as though they own the politics of what goes on and not we as people. So we don't really have democracy in this country, and Trump's winning was a big win for that. And my winning and us going on this journey together is going to be a big win for all of us. So we have to beat Elizabeth Warren. She's raised $6 million. We want to raise more. We're doing it organically. We believe we can do it at one tenth of what she's done it. So anyone who's listening out there, whatever you can give, $5, $1, go to Sheba for Senate and donate, because this is really about us. And this is really about winning the future for all of us.
Yeah. And you getting in there is a representation of us infiltrating that rigged system. You know, that's what they hate.
Exactly.
They hate the outsider even being able to get in. I think that they're scared of that. And, you know, Bernie Sanders tweets out this weekend saying, you know, why can't government come together on health care? As
he's a complete idiot,
literally stealing money.
Yeah.
But they don't understand this notion. And it goes along with what you were saying about the higher education in America failing right now. People don't even understand. America is kind of running into a shortage of doctors right now. All right.
Exactly.
This whole healthcare thing, this whole magical unicorn healthcare plan that you think everybody can just go to the hospital, see a doctor, and get healthcare is completely ludicrous. We don't have the doctors. If we had an excess of doctors, maybe we could solve that problem. That is not the case. Final words from Dr. Sheba.
Yeah, I think you said it, you know, Elizabeth Warren's out there talking about healthcare is a human right. What's a human right is choice. The reality is because of the Obamacare bill, tens of thousands of doctors have gone out of business. The private practice where your doctor sees you, looks at your hands, looks at your tongue, that's where healthcare happens. Most of those doctors have gone out of business and have had to join large hospitals. And we all know you go into a hospital, there's a 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5 chance you're going to get unhealthy.
Yeah.
So we're not discussing healthcare. It is through food, nutrition, you know, not eating pesticide-ridden products. That's how we get healthy.
Exactly. So, Dr. Sheba, thank you so much. ShebaForSenate.com. Support the outsider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going to do a news blitz here in the final segment. Please support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the mega specials right now at the store, including free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm just going to do a news blitz all across the board here. Let's start here. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, Londonistan, that says terrorism is just part and parcel to your life. Get used to it. Backs amnesty on Grenfell Tower illegal immigrants. So now, this story just gets weirder and more interesting, and it's really just sad as that building stands there in London. Somehow this building was a raging inferno for, what, hours and hours and didn't fall. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But now it just stands there, a burnt carcass of its former self, an eyesore, that stands in London. Maybe a sign. Maybe a sign. Think about it. This is a building filled with immigrants, gets burned, torched. They claim it's from a refrigerator. I don't buy that for a second. And then magically, all the immigrants that were living there are now about to become legal citizens because Khan is going to give them amnesty. And then on top of that, you have a nice eyesore, a nice building burned sitting there in London. So, part and parcel, folks. All part and parcel. Yeah, how about this? Now, I saw this earlier. Iran unveils countdown clock to the destruction of Israel. So apparently now Iran is just openly running a countdown clock to when they're going to destroy Israel. Then you see this story in the Jerusalem Post. Massive Iranian funding for anti-Israel terror groups revealed. Now, I'm not going to take any political stance on this, okay? Where do you think they got that money? Where do you think that massive funding came from? $400 million cash from Barack Hussein Obama? Think about that, folks. You want to talk about an investigation? How can we not get Obama on the stand for a cash deal to Iran that is now funding terror groups and claiming they're going to destroy Israel? No matter what you think about these countries politically, this is sick. This is twisted. This has Barack Obama's fingerprints all over it. All over it. Wow. Fake hate, Muslim arrested for torching her own mosque in Iowa. You know, it's honestly, it's strange because think about it. The multiple times now that we've had these mosque attacks, the story kind of gets buried real quickly. Have you noticed that? And I think that's because we continue to see this trend that they're staging these hate attacks, folks. This is like the fifth story I've seen of this now. They all end up being staged. Now, just to go back and remind you, the FBI is still investigating Bernie Sanders and his wife for bank fraud. This is the same Bernie Sanders that called Donald Trump a fraud. You are the fraud, Bernie Sanders, and your wife, and that's why you're being investigated. Well, I hope justice befalls the Sanders family. They would like that, though. Sanders are for justice, right, Bernie? You're all about justice. You're all about justice, Bernie. Bernie. Isn't Bernie Sanders all about justice? I mean, folks, we got people that are poor. We got the poor people out there, and then we got the millionaires and billionaires. The millionaires and billionaires are against the poor people. And so I'm for justice for anyone that would ever take advantage of poor people and keep poor people down that has millions of dollars. I'm Bernie Sanders. And anyone that would try to obstruct justice from coming down on somebody that wants to steal from the rich and give to the millionaires and billionaires, well, we're going to stop that. Hey, Bernie, you're a millionaire, and you're being investigated for bank fraud. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. This is just a minor mistake. Minor mistake here. The FBI will find nothing. Bernie, do you want justice in the FBI investigation into you? I wonder. Well, I'd like to hear someone ask that, Bernie. Bernie, would you like to have justice into the fraud investigation that is being looked into you and your wife right now? Would you like to see justice in that? For some reason, I highly doubt it. I think Bernie doesn't want that justice. And then, of course, you've got the story that broke on Zero Hedge. Megyn Kelly fails to fact check Sandy Hook's father contradictory claim in Alex Jones piece. Yes, that's right. Neil Heslin made a statement in the Megyn Kelly hit piece on Alex Jones about an experience he had after the Sandy Hook shooting that does not corroborate with fact checkers, does not make sense. So now you have Megyn Kelly, folks, who did a hit piece on Alex Jones to try to smear Alex Jones and paint an inaccurate picture using Sandy Hook about Alex Jones to demonize him to the public. And then in the attempt of doing that, Megyn Kelly actually adds to the conspiracy theory. So Megyn Kelly is now fanning the flames of conspiracy theory with Sandy Hook, with Neil Heslin's account saying he held his son, which according to coroners and past reports is impossible. And that's not just something you misremember, is it? Holding your dead child. Somehow I don't think you misremember that. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, the communist haven, More riots, more protesters. Oh, by the way, folks, the millionaires and billionaires and the communist haven of Venezuela are still eating lobster, still eating steak, still going about their lives, while the rest of the public in the magical communist land of Venezuela is literally eating pasta with crap. That's not a figure of speech. It's now in the news. People in Venezuela are using excrement to eat pasta. So, that's nice. You know, and I just wanted to remind our friends right now that are missing Barack Obama. They're missing Barack Obama. We're missing Obama. Look at these charts, folks. Look at these 9 charts right here. And this tells you the Obama legacy. Student loans skyrocket. Food stamps skyrocket. Federal debt skyrockets. Money printing skyrockets. Health insurance costs skyrockets, all record highs, all record highs. Labor force participation rate drops. Worker share of economy drops significantly. Median family income drops significantly. Home ownership falls off the grid. That's Obama's legacy. That's from the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. So there's your Obama legacy. And now Trump has called for U.S. dominance in global energy production. Now, I want to play this clip before we get out of here. Rand Paul talking about the quote-unquote Trump care bill being worse than actual Obamacare. Roll Rand Paul.
What we can do is, if they cannot get 50 votes, if they get to impasse, I've been telling leadership for months now that I will vote for a repeal, and it doesn't have to be 100% repeal. So, for example, I'm for 100% repeal. That's what I want. But if you offer me 90% repeal, I'd probably vote for it. I might vote for 80% repeal.
What percent is it now?
Realize that the Obamacare subsidies in this bill are actually greater under the Republican bill than they are under the current Obamacare law. That is not anywhere close to repeal.
You know, it's almost, I'll try to put a silver lining on this. I'm hoping that this is literally a troll bill. See, I don't think there's going to be any victory with this bill. I don't think it really has a shot, even though the Republicans celebrated it. I really don't think there's a shot at victory. And now Rand Paul points out that this bill in some ways is actually worse than Obamacare. So why would Republicans be passing it? Maybe this is a way for Trump to identify the people inside the party that are really frauds or really ignorant or you know, because it doesn't make sense. It's not going to pass. And you know that Donald Trump always likes to have victories, and he's basically setting himself up for failure with this bill. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Apparently they're going to vote this week. It will fail. I don't see any way that vote is successful. All right. Well, thanks to everybody who tuned in. Thanks to everybody who goes to the store at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take advantage of our specials, folks. The best products, the best prices. We're trying to get you bug spray and sunscreen that's all natural. Trying to get you bug spray for the 4th of July celebrations, fireworks, your family, that's not going to force you to rub toxic chemicals all over your body. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. 40% off the Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack. This is how you support our broadcast. This is how we go to the next level. And more than anything, this is how we're able to be a free and independent media company, because we answer to you who buy our products, and then we get 5-star reviews on everything. Oh, by the way, before we go, who knows what's going to happen with this? Anonymous now claims NASA is about to announce evidence of alien life. Based on my understanding, they've already declassified many of those documents. We'll see if there's anything there. Could be a...
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360. Win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.